Welcome to Microsolve Studio Chat, where we bring you the latest news, useful tips, and relevant information to help you serve your organization's security needs. Take a few minutes to relax, listen, and learn as we serve up analytical thought regarding information security. Today, we're interviewing Gary Mosier, Project Manager and Security Analyst at Microsolve. Hey, we are here with Gary, and we have some great questions here, Gary, for you. So hope you're ready.
Great, I'm ready.
What are the internet attackers focusing on these days?
Well, there seems to be a rise in client-side attacks from internet attackers, probably because of the prevalence of an increased reliance on the mobile workplace. And it's easier for them to gain access that way. Whale phishing, or focusing in on key people in an organization who have wider access to data, is another related trend. Overall, the intent seems to be to try to steal identity data and sell it in bulk in the organized crime markets.
Yeah, that's scary when you think about all that information floating out there.
It is.
How do network vulnerabilities impact organizations?
Well, they obviously open the organization up to risk of compromise of sensitive data, legal liability, and, of course, reputation. Most vulnerabilities are preventable, with maybe the exception of the zero-day vulnerability attacks. But I think the key thing that organizations need to realize is that attacks are going to happen. You really have to try to protect your network in such a way that when they do actually compromise your system, that you don't lose too much sensitive data, that you try to protect yourself in the best way possible.
Okay. Describe the strategy internet security professionals should seek. What is the strategy internet security that professionals should seek to counter threats to their networks?
Well, I personally believe that IT professionals should seek to stay proactive in countering threats. And to do that, I would suggest taking the position that a compromise will at some point happen, as I already mentioned, and taking the steps necessary to mitigate that. To do that, you can compartment your data so that access to one system is not going to buy the farm, so to speak.
Well, that's smart. Yeah. Can you give me an example of things organizations do differently to mitigate vulnerabilities?
Well, I would say don't rely on a single perimeter of defense, but try to seek a layered approach. Keep your systems updated with the latest patches. Utilize antivirus with the latest signatures. But avoid reliance solely on those, what we would call, legacy methods. Seek to utilize new technologies that are not so much signature-based, but rather those that are behavior-based to identify attacks and compromises. This is really the only way to overcome the hundreds or thousands of potential zero-day vulnerabilities that are evident in the threat stream today. Microsoft's Honeypoint solutions are a good example of a proactive technology that kind of goes beyond the signature identification. Other technologies to consider might be anonymizer applications that convert sensitive data into non-sensitive format. That way, if it's stolen, it doesn't actually reveal that sensitive private data.
Wow, that's good to know, especially for those who are traveling with laptops all the
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
A recent article described that an unexpectedly high percentage of network breaches were from insiders. Do you think organizations are well positioned to meet this threat?
No, I don't. I think we tend to believe that if the external part of our network is protected, that we don't really need too much internal protection. And that goes to trust. You typically trust your employees to do the right thing. So I don't think they're well postured to meet the threat that insiders potentially present. Whether an attacker is a disgruntled employee or an outside entity that gained credentials through client-side attack or social engineering, I think they can frequently run unchallenged on the inside. It is a challenge for IT security professionals because securing the inside sometimes seems counterintuitive towards efficient workflow. It doesn't necessarily have to be that way, I think. Securing the inside can be relatively transparent. Encrypting laptop hard drives, implementing strong passwords and configuration enforcement are just a few ways that have little adverse impact on productivity, but go a long way toward preventing an inside compromise.
Yeah, those are great tips. Finally, Gary, what is the direction that you see internet security going in the future?
Well, I certainly believe we'll continue to see a trend towards more mandatory compliance, which will drive focus on implementing controls on network infrastructure. The cost of unmitigated risk liability will also drive investment and emphasis. The natural path will lead towards increased use of proactive technologies to counter the threat.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time, Gary.
Thank you.
And hope you guys got a lot of good tips there. There was a lot of great information. Thanks and have a great day.
Thank you for making Microsolved a part of your day. Now, go make your world more secure.